As 2016 draws to a close, we've been talking about some of the most notable stories of the year. Today, let's look back at a part of the country that spends most of its time thinking about the future, Silicon Valley. Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd spoke with Ed Lee, managing editor of our weekly tech guide, Recode, about what caught Ed's eye this year.
Top tech story of the year of 2016, what do you say?
Theranos, if I had to pick one. You know, it's a pretty big deal. The startup that promised the idea that they could test blood without drawing much blood.
A drop.
Just a drop. And it turned out that they were nowhere near having that kind of technology. And a lot of investors invested with that idea. And I think that's that sent a strong signal that, you know, you're a startup. You want to get something out there like this. It's good to dream big, certainly, but you can't not deliver, or at least not even come close in this case.
What's so fascinating about Theranos is that the CEO, Elizabeth Holmes, was absolutely a darling of Silicon Valley. She built this $9 billion business, and it just went, you know, it vanished. Just remind us how big of a deal Theranos was when it first started out.
Well, yeah, as you point out, she was quite the darling. She epitomized very much the Silicon Valley ethos or the Silicon Valley sort of operating system, which is you have this great idea, you pitch it, you get a lot of money. And the valuation that she sort of stoked here was very much out of perceived value instead of actual value. And a lot of startups sort of operate that way, but it was sort of the highest flying, at least of this year, in terms of something that kind of came out of nowhere.
And as you say, it highlights some of the dangers of Silicon Valley.
Yes, exactly. I think, you know, so much of Silicon Valley is driven by sort of this idea that, you know, if I can will it, it'll happen. And that's sort of what was going on here. And the naysayers, they were called naysayers when it really was just reporting, right? Hey, we discovered this is actually not true. A lot of people in the Valley still to this day sort of saw that as somehow you're being negative. You know, you're. Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
As if it were a choice somehow.
Yeah. Wall Street Journal gets a lot of credit for that.
They absolutely do.
Yeah. Yes. So you've also noticed Russian hacking, which played a role in the U.S. election. Hey, but so did Apple, a company that seems to make the list every year, though, in 2016, you say, for different reasons.
Well, they didn't do much, right? I mean, they, of course, a new phone. It's slightly thinner. A new laptop with what they call a touch bar and a bunch of dongles, which is sort of the inputs, right? They've changed a lot of those sort of little jacks that you're using, but not much else. I mean, there was the dust up with the FBI over encryption and releasing information on a phone that belonged to a terrorist attacker.
But the San Bernardino attacker.
San Bernardino attack. I mean, and even there, they didn't, you know, they ultimately didn't comply that the FBI revoked their request. They found another way in. So there's a lot of standing still, I want to say, from Apple. And I think, you know, you're only going to see more of that going forward in terms of the encryption issue. But in terms of Apple, the company, it hasn't really sort of delivered on the idea that they're going to do big things. And, you know, expectations are always high for that company, and that's what's hard for them.
But Apple did take a stand, as you say, against the Department of Justice, which, you know, maybe give it credit for that if you fall on that side of the debate. But it basically said, if we allow the government to get into this phone, it's going to be terrible, not only for us as a company, but for Americans in general, and potentially have vast repercussions down the road. So, but this issue of encryption, do you think it's here to stay?
It is definitely here to stay, and I think we're only going to see more of these issues pop up this coming year and in the future, especially under the Trump administration. What's interesting here, though, is that the San Bernardino case, what that really taught us is that Apple actually had complied with a lot of law enforcement requests in the past and, in fact, did things like open up individual phones for the sake of retrieving information. The fact that the FBI made it a public thing, it made it a PR issue as much as anything else, and Apple had to take a stand and said, no, we are definitely not going to do that. There's going to be more requests like this going forward, whether through court order or just through the Justice Department or the FBI. And, you know, Silicon Valley companies like Apple, like Facebook, like Google, they're going to have to be much more clear about what their line is.
Well, you mentioned Donald Trump's name, which makes me think of Peter Thiel, of course, the billionaire entrepreneur, co-founder of PayPal, one of the very few people in Silicon Valley who is a Donald Trump supporter.
Right.
The question I have about Peter Thiel is, does Silicon Valley have something to learn from him?
Well, so in 2016, he won. I mean, if you're looking at the world of Silicon Valley and entrepreneurs and people driving a lot of the business and the ideas and the money out there, Thiel stands alone. I mean, he backed Trump, and now he's more than just someone who picked the winner, so to speak. He's someone who's now part of an advisor to that administration, and probably going forward will have a bigger say over how policy gets rendered and what that might ultimately mean for a lot of these Silicon Valley companies. I think, you know, ultimately the point is, on some level, you know, you have to engage. I don't think a lot of Silicon Valley folks thought that Trump would win, which is why they probably didn't engage. Mm. Thiel won that one. Mm.
Okay, real quick, in just a few words, what do you expect in 2017 to be the big story?
I think, as I said, encryption will certainly be a factor going forward, and a bigger one. Net neutrality being rolled back will be another factor. And then the emergence of artificial intelligence and robotics, I think that's going to only become a bigger story in terms of consumers and how these companies are going to develop this sort of the next iteration of computing.